I'm Faith Middleton, and this show is about the richness of life. We're going to talk about great things to see and do. Thanks for listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. We're going to have some fun. We're going to tell you about, as I mentioned, great things to see and do across this region. Art, festivals, dinners, theater, sports, leaf peeping. Where do you go for the best views? Call and tell us. But first, to get us started, Andy Wolf, Director of Arts, Culture, and Tourism for the City of New Haven. He received a master's at Harvard School of Government. Then he started working at really cool places. And from my first telephone call with him, I realized he has one of the best jobs in Planet New Haven, which is an exciting place to be all the time. Don't you think, Andy? I mean,
definitely.
Not just because you're supposed to say that.
Oh, no, no. I was very flattered when Mayor Harp invited me to take on this responsibility and to work with her to really make it Planet New Haven and to get the point across that this is something for everyone, and we are the gem, the cultural kind of ground zero for the state.
Or we like to think of ourselves that way, right?
Well, if you say it often enough, maybe it's true.
Our studio is here in New Haven, and I have lived here for many, many years. I have played here for many, many years. It is the most wonderful city. So it's a good place for us to start. Why don't we start with, so we're recommending great things to see and do, Long Wharf Theater, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary. You know that as well as I do because you're keeping an eye on this. And they've got this great 50th anniversary season.
Definitely. And Long Wharf is one of those national treasures that New Haven is recognized for. We were both around when Long Wharf was started down at the docks, and this year they commence with Thornton Wilder's Our Town on October 8th.
Yes, and directed by Gordon Edelstein, so that is, terrific. They're going to do the Steve Martin play right after that, and that is Picasso at the Lapin Agile. And Gordon's going to direct that one, too, so that'll be fun. And then they're going to do a play called Forever by Dale Orlander Smith. That's directed by Neil Keller. That's going to be a world premiere.
Right.
So exciting when they do those.
It is, definitely.
And you never know what's going to happen with the plays that they do, that a lot of our regional theaters do. Many of them will transfer to off-Broadway, Broadway, and New York.
And that's the hope, is that, New Haven was always known for experimentation, for new voices in the theater, performing arts, music. And I spoke with Josh today, who's the executive director of Long Wharf, and he informed me that there'll be 150 people in the cast for Our Town. So you're going to see Our Town, which was written by Thornton Wilder, who lived in Hamden and New Haven, brought to life on the stage, a classic.
Clearly, I think what Gordon has in mind is not to do a production. I mean, it is such a brilliant play. But not to do a production as we've seen it a million times and as millions of high schools have done it. I think with 150 people on stage, it's going to be quite something.
It will be.
Yeah. So exciting. Long Wharf Theater, you can go online to check out what they're doing. We're cruising New Haven with Andy Wolf, who knows a thing or two about what. Hey, can we just go back in time for a second? Because here's what's going on. The city of New Haven has decided, as you've been explaining to me just before the show started, to bring all kinds of constituencies into City Hall with the mayor and to do all kinds of events where the mayor goes and the city government goes, and so that people feel they have a stake, a piece of life in this city. And so things are really starting to happen. You just had a Pride New Haven weekend, this big bash at City Hall, which was a lot of fun. There's the Grove, which is a social space here in New Haven. In August, if you missed it, I was away. I'm so sorry. Pie on Nine. So what they did was have a giant pie eating contest and block party shut down. And I think the mayor was a judge for that pie contest, right?
The mayor may have regretted that particular assignment.
I've done that. I know what that feels like. There was a New Haven Jazz Fest right on the green all through August. And the Brubeck Brothers came in. Nat Reeves Quartet came in. Joe Lovano Trio came in. So that was cool. You will see artists on many, many street corners in New Haven performing. It's really cool. But here's the one I want to talk about that happened. William Lanson, and you were inviting people, the city was, they said, no matter where you live, be part of history. There was a black governor of Connecticut, and he was from New Haven.
It was clear to me when I first arrived back in New Haven that this particular William Lanson was an inspiration for all of us to take note of. When I was in school in New Haven, you never heard of the linkage of New Haven to slavery. William Lanson was the first freed slave to be given his freedom, and he went on to be the developer of Worcester Square and Long Wharf.
Worcester Square being gorgeous.
Part of the ninth, part of the,
yes,
nine
part of
squares.
The nine squares, yeah.
Right.
And so, but how was he chosen governor, black governor?
He was named for his activism. He promoted the vote for blacks, and he just took on the name King Lanson because he was such a recognized civic leader.
So here he's the first freed slave. He becomes an extraordinarily
entrepreneur.
Yes. And he had inns and you know, kind of B&Bs in a way, and known around the whole Worcester Square area for welcoming people of all races and creeds.
Exactly. Completely desegregated and welcoming, which is New Haven's history for many, many, many in the immigrant experience to our city.
So the city did a whole timeline. They had a whole, you know, just with all kinds of organizations, a big celebration of this.
Yeah.
All the years that I've been in New Haven, I had no idea about
right.
what this man's history was.
And it's also on the Farmington Canal, which is the Freedom Trail, and through our city plan department, Karen Gilvarg and Donna Hall, this beautiful memorial will be launched probably by next spring.
All right. We're starting with New Haven. I want to get you ready because we're going to open the phones and we're going to invite you to call in no matter where you are in our listening area to tell us about great things to see and do. That you know about, that you've done in the past, you know it's coming up, you have something to do with this. We want to give you a chance to let us all in on what's happening in your region because we've still got a lot of living to do. It's still a fantastic time of year, so we've got some ideas for you, too. We're starting with New Haven because Andy Wolf is here. Andy, let me do theater again, Yale Repertory Theater. We just did Long Wharf, has got a good season coming up, and they're opening the season with a new production, and I think it's Bundy is going to direct this one, and it's Arcadia. This is a romantic time-traveling masterpiece by Tom Stoppard, and then after that, they're going to do the Caucasian Chalk Circle, and Liz Diamond is going to direct that. And let me see. And then there's going to be War and Familiar and Elevada and No Boundaries. Big season for them.
And by the end of the month, the newly renovated Schubert will be reopening with an entire performance schedule that includes Matilda, which is a Broadway favorite that will be coming to New Haven as well.
And the excitement about that because, let me see, what month are we celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Schubert Theater?
That'll be on December 11th.
Okay.
During our holiday season with all things Schubert downtown.
Yep.
All of our store windows will have Schubert holiday decorations.
And here on our show, we're participating. We have something special in mind for that. So as all that happens, I hope you'll tune in to find out what that is. Andy Wolf is here. He is head of arts, culture, and tourism for the city of New Haven. And we're starting here as we go through great things to see and do. I know that in October, Jazz Haven is going to be at the restaurant Lucky Chow. The city of New Haven, and this is something to see no matter where you're listening from, Open Studios. New Haven is just a place of such artistic innovation and energy. We have many, many galleries. We have art schools that are so renowned. And Open Studios, you are invited right into the artist studios. They have their work for sale. They demonstrate what they do. There are all kinds of modes of transportation to get to their studios. That's October 10th?
Correct. And for more information, as we were talking about, Faith, we just launched a new website that's comprehensive called infonewhaven.com. It's an existing website, but now it's very inclusive for all the events, how to get there with directions, where to eat in a particular neighborhood.
And if you are an organization and you want to see, because you want to have something, but you don't, well, you want to know what your competition is on a given date, you go to this calendar. If you are someone who's just looking for something interesting to do, you're ready to, if you live here, fine. If you want to drive a little bit to visit New Haven and to take advantage of all the gems in the city, you go to this calendar, infonewhaven.com, to find out what's going on. If you're here and you want to post something that your organization is doing, they're on Google Calendar, and you can just enter your information and be part of this thing. So this is the clearinghouse for things to see and do in New Haven, all kinds of things. InfoNewHaven.com. Okay, and in November, you're going to do a big Veterans Day?
Right. This is a very interesting dynamic because it's 40 years since the end of the Vietnam War and 100 years this year since the end of World War I. So we were approached by a group of veterans to ask if we might do something very special to commemorate both events, but to put a spotlight on our Vietnam veterans. So the title of the event is Welcome Home with Gratitude, and it will be from 3 to 5 o'clock in City Hall on November 11th, which is a Tuesday.
Who's invited to that?
The focus is on veterans and their families, but anyone who's interested is always welcome.
Huh. Okay, this is super inclusiveness now,
yes,
in the city of New Haven.
Civic engagement. My new mantra.
Really, right. Fantastic. So we mentioned the Schubert Theater. What's going on at the British Arts Center in New Haven?
This is a moment for the British Arts Center because it will be closing in December for, I believe, a year or so for HVAC and other mechanical improvements. It's hard to believe for you and me, we were there, but I believe the building's now 30 plus years old and it's in need of these refinements. But they have spent years putting together the first comprehensive exhibit of Queen Victoria in sculpture. And it is just breathtaking to see, truly. I have gone twice to see it, and it's jewelry, sculpted jewelry, figurative jewelry from the Crystal Palace, which burned down, I think, in the early 1900s, and only 5 pieces were rescued in that fire. Over 1 million pieces were housed there, and we have 2 of them on display. The first time that the House of Lords has released a sculpture, and it came to New Haven. So this is really quite an amazing exhibit.
And that's on now, isn't it?
It opened last week.
Yeah, so this is the British Arts Center in New Haven. I probably don't need to even tell you about the Yale Art Gallery, which has become an astonishing place. It is so huge, so gorgeously designed, has so much art of every kind. You could spend an entire day. We're talking New York quality experience at the Yale Art Gallery right across the street. So,
an interesting fact, Toyd, is that the first building by Louis Kahn was the Yale Art Gallery, and his last building was the British Art Center.
Yeah.
And the
Beautiful.
Yale Art Gallery is the largest university art collection in the country.
So here's what we're inviting you to do now. Join us as we celebrate great things to see and do all over our broadcast region. I'm going to give you the phone number as we take a break. 203, tell us what's happening that you want us to know about, no matter where it is in our region. 203-776-9677. The easy way to remember, 203-776-WNPR. We'll be right back with Andy Wolf and giving you ideas for how to have a good time. Stay with us. You can find what we talk about on the show online anytime at WNPR.org. Right now, you can see delicious recipes that are easy for dinner, value wines, cocktails, and much more. Click on the Food Schmooze or the Faith Middleton Show to see all that. My guest is Andy Wolf. He's Director of Arts, Culture, and Tourism for the City of New Haven, appointed by the mayor. He's come here from L.A., and he brainstorms with Mayor Tony Harp to showcase the city's best stuff. And so we'd like to open the phones to you at 203-776-WNPR to tell us what's going on in your area. Mary, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Faye. Thank you for having me on.
Yes.
I'm ringing. I teach at the University of Connecticut, and we're hosting Kathleen Hill, the Irish-American memoirist, this Thursday at 11 a.m.
And where is that?
That's at the Storrs campus. It's the Austin building, room 103. All are welcome. And she's the author of Who Occupies This House, which is a marvelous kind of novel come memoir of... four generations of an Irish-American family who live in the same wonderful kind of haunted house, haunted by their own memories.
Is that posted on a calendar somewhere that you know of?
I can send a link to a poster, yes.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye. So, Andy, you have another New Haven item.
We are
New Haven Symphony,
the symphony, which is the fourth oldest symphony. The reason I know these facts is that if you look on the City of New Haven webpage, we have now introduced Tony Harp as our history teacher in residence. Every day is a different fact about New Haven being number one through history. So we spent the summer with our Yale fellows, our interns, to put together this incredible treasure trove of facts. And it covers everything from art to food to medicine to trivia, the Frisbee. At the New Haven Museum right now, there's an exhibit from the from the clocks to the lollipop. So every day on the city webpage is a different fact about New Haven. The symphony is the fourth oldest in the country. They will be launching their new season in October, and they're releasing a new CD, which is really quite an achievement. And that'll be the end of October as well. They'll also be in residence for the first time at the Schubert, newly renovated Schubert. So,
isn't that that's going to be
wonderful?
Very interesting to see.
Yes,
really
a new dynamic.
Yes, yes. A new sound dynamic. I can't wait, and a beautiful surrounding.
Beautiful.
So that's nice. Okay, Sunday, October 5th, in Clinton, Chamard Vineyard is going to have, this is from 4 to 8 on Sunday, October 5th, a farm dinner and vineyard experience, and that is all to benefit Connecticut Farmland Trust. I have spent so many years, I think 10 years, being co-chair of these Farmland Trust dinners, events with chefs and food people from all over Connecticut, and it has been really something. So here now, I think they're trying to do something a little different, change it up, and try that event at different venues. So here's one at Chamard Vineyard in Clinton, Connecticut, which is a really fun place to be and hang out. Connecticut Farmland Trust, of course, preserves Connecticut farmland. This wine and dinner experience is $150 per person, and you can find out more about this October 5th event at chamard.com, C-H-A-M-A-R-D, chamard.com. Marianne, Faith Middleton with Andy Wolf of New Haven. Welcome to our show on Great Things to See and Do.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
My husband and I have lived in the New Haven area for over 30 years, and we both enjoy biking, and we've biked all over the area. And what my husband started 5 years ago was a bike tour company that goes from the Guilford Green out to Stony Creek and then goes on the Thimble Island on one of the Velsunga bike on the boat ride there, and then we bike back to the Green. And that's something that a lot of people in the state don't realize. There's such beautiful areas to bike in around this area. And I just wanted to let you know that that was something that's available to the middle of October, that we'll be doing that.
That ties in very nicely, Faith, to the Freedom Trail, which is from Farmington through New Haven, going through 22 towns. And now, like the High Line in New York, it's quite a beautiful scenic route to take.
Wow, so you can go in either direction. Now, is there a site to check out your bike tours?
Yes, it's ctbiketours.com.
And that's plural on tours.
Yes,
ctbiketours.com. I'm so glad to know about that. I didn't know you were doing that.
Yes, we've been doing it for about 5 years now, and great to introduce people to that
part. I'm just mortified. I'm humiliated now. All right, thank you so much.
Very much.
Thanks. All right, bye-bye. So 203-776-9677, great things to see and do. Tell us about some event you know that's coming that everybody should know about. Andy, have you been yet to the Bruce Museum in Greenwich, Connecticut?
I have not been recently, but I have been there before.
Back in the old days. Okay.
So beautiful.
So they've got an Antarctic photography show. It's called Selections from Gondwana, Images of an Ancient Land. And this is a selection of large format photographs by Diane Tuft. She's a New York-based mixed media artist and photographer. So she went to Antarctica. It got this grant from the National Science Foundation. And her images chronicle all the results of that expedition with these stunning photographs. So you see Antarctica raw, with color, texture, composition, that it's almost surreal. I saw some of these photographs, and that is accurate, almost surreal. It's so incredible. So they also have on loan, here's where New Haven comes in, from Yale's Peabody Museum of Natural History, a number of life forms from the Antarctic, including underwater. And so those are at the Greenwich Museum, the Bruce Museum in Greenwich, Connecticut. This runs from October, the end of October, to February. We're in the season where it is fun to get in the car, be outdoors. Soon the weather will be becoming when we want to go indoors for a lot of this stuff. So this is a combination of the two. It's leaf peeping season. Maybe you have great places to see leaves. We would like to know that too. We're coming to that. The leaves are just starting to turn. So we thought, let's have some fun on the show with Andy Wolf, City of New Haven, about great things to see and do.
And another thing, if you're going to be in Greenwich at the Bruce Museum, nearby is a national treasure, the Philip Johnson Glass House, which is now run by the National Trust for Historic Preservation, online reservations. It is an outdoor paradise, and it's right here in Connecticut. His architecture, the Klein Biology Tower at Yale. So there is a great connection to architecture for our state.
That house is so unbelievable.
Pristine.
To visit. It's so beautiful. They had an installation there this past summer where they had an artist creating fog, which would roll in across the valley surrounding the property because it was one of his favorite things to do. The house is, of course, all glass. To see the fog rolling in, it is just the most fascinating place to tour. The grounds, many, many buildings, just not the glass house. He had many, many buildings. Great idea, Andy. Louise Faith Middleton with Andy Wolf. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. My name is Louise Behringer, and I'm a jazz trumpet player living in Southbury.
Yeah.
And my husband and I do a show. We normally do it for fundraisers and private parties, but we're doing a public version of it. And what this is we call it Wine and Jazz, the Ultimate Pairing. And my husband runs a wine tasting show on the Hudson Valley NPR station. And I think he's been on your show, Fred Tregaskis.
Oh,
New
Fred.
New England wine cellars, right? Custom wine cellars. And we do this show where we take you through the history of jazz in the 20th century and wines that were popular during each era of jazz. And we're doing this show on October 17th at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. at the Palace Theater in Waterbury.
And it was, again, the date?
It's October 17th. That's
and
Friday night.
If you can, folks, as you're phoning in, if you have some kind of contact, either number or website for us, do you have a website?
I have a website. It's
www.wine-jazz.com. Wine-jazz.com. Thank you so much.
Although this event, the tickets are available at palacetheaterct.org.
Oh, okay. PalaceTheaterCT.org. That's great. Thank you so much. What a wonderful thing.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take you now. We'll go to a phone call in just a second. Andy and I are going to take you now. As we've been focusing on New Haven, and I'm sure it'll come up as the hour goes through, but a little bit in Hartford, too. Theater Works in Hartford is doing, let's see, Annapurna, October 3rd through November 9th. This is a Char White production, and supposed to be absolutely terrific. They're also going to be doing dancing lessons by Mark St. Germain at Theater Works. They've got a whole season there, so you can just Google them to find out times and schedules and ticket information. Gina, Faith Middleton, Andy Wolf's here from the City of New Haven. Go ahead. Great things to see and do on the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. I am a member of another octave, the Connecticut Women's Chorus, and we're doing a worm composting fundraiser on October 4th at 10 o'clock.
Okay. So...
That
okay,
is a first.
That is, are you on the New Haven calendar? That's what I want to know. Okay, so I don't even know. What in the world is going to happen at this? I mean, of course they know about worm composting, but what are you going to do at this event?
Oh, it's a fundraiser for the chorus, and we're going to be teaching people how to compost with worms. And since gardening season is winding down, we thought it would be a great thing to do to teach people how to compost. And it's something that you can keep in your basement and throw all your food scraps and newspaper in there, and the worms eat it all, and they make
just
fertilizer.
Just throw it
for
down
you.
The stairs. That's okay, so tell me, do you have is there a place people can check for this, or you should go on the calendar, the
okay.
New Haven calendar, and list your event. Are you up there?
We're not on the New Haven calendar. I just found out about it from listening to your show.
Yeah, you've got to post it.
I'm planning on doing so.
Post the compost, yes.
But you can go to anotheroctave.org to find out more information.
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, good luck with that. Thanks
Bye-bye.
So much. See, it ties in with our celebration of Connecticut farmland.
Something
Everything
for everyone.
Connects.
Really?
Andy, well, first time in my career we've done composting on the Food Schmooze, but first time and great things to see and do. A worm composting fundraiser. Okay, here we go. We have at the Wadsworth in Hartford, at the Connections Gallery, Walton Ford's Zovaya Zemlya. Zemlya. And this is Walton Ford bringing life to the legacy of American artists who assumed the mantle of natural historians of the New World. So these are very detailed animal portraits by Ford, illustrating the struggle between man and nature. These are grand scale watercolors. Complex stories. They've got depictions of natural history with real life events. And I've looked at a couple of these large scale photos, and they are so beautiful. There's one of a polar bear that's just unforgettable. That's at the Wadsworth Connections Gallery now through December 14th. Okay, Elaine, Faith Middleton with Andy Wolf. Go ahead, Elaine.
Hey there, Faith. It's Elaine. And I just wanted to say that the concert I'm talking about is that Andy may know about it. It's on October 16th at the Schubert with the gal that you interviewed, Emily Bear.
Oh, this was,
guy. Oh. She'll be playing the Rhapsody in Blue.
Oh, this was one of the most enjoyable interviews that I have done in a long time. I asked this, how old is she, Elaine?
She's now turned 13.
and she is, you know, a child prodigy, and she's just swinging. I mean, she is just something as a pianist. And
yes.
She's been taken under the wing of some of the greats in the business and in the music world, because no one can believe this kid. And so she's on the show. Elaine Godofsky, who's on the line right now, helped arrange this for me. And I said to her spontaneously, are you anywhere near the piano? And she went over, and she just started improv right there on the spot and played. I think we said, you know, how would you portray rush hour traffic? And she went into this piece that was so incredible. Put the phone right down on the top of the piano. So this is something to see. Emily Bear at the Schubert Theater. What's the date?
October 16th. And then she's going to be doing the same program in Clinton on October 19th. at the Morgan School.
Yes, and those are free over there. That is great. Thank you, Elaine. So glad you called in. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, there is one other dimension to this, and that's the Neighborhood Music School, which is so well-regarded, your neighbor down the street.
Yep.
And if you go on the website, there is something every night featuring another child star in the making, for sure.
You know, this neighborhood where our studio is really quite something. We have Creative Arts Workshop right next to us. We have the Neighborhood Music School. We have the New Haven Foundation. We have the New Haven Arts Council. We have
Silk Road.
We have the Arts Magnet School right across the street from us. And so we call this our arts district that we're all in together. Of course, WNPR, it's such a treat to look out the windows, feel that energy, see that energy. We have a brick plaza right out our windows, and there are all kinds of tables and chairs out there. People sit in the sun, do their work, mingle, have lunch, play instruments, sing. We have the New Haven Ballet right here with us. It's
exactly.
Really something.
And all too often, the mayor stresses that we hear the negative news about our children. But when you were on the green this summer with Joe Lovano, he brought with him Matthew Whitaker, another 13-year-old, blind, who is just off the charts in terms of what he performed on the green this summer. And to everybody's delight, it gives you hope because this is the future, and that's what we're here to promote.
Ah, fantastic. Andy Wolf is here. He is Director of Arts, Culture, and Tourism for the City of New Haven. And I think I'm starting to piece together his strategy. I'm going to tell you what that is right after the break, and I'm going to tell you about more things to see and do all over our broadcast region. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to us. You can tweet us at FaithWNPR, FaithWNPR. Join the conversation with us on Facebook. Search the Faith Middleton Show. Cheers for our talented team, producers Lori Mack and Jonathan McNichol. And cheers also for Andy Wolf, who is Director of Arts, Culture, and Tourism for the City of New Haven. He got us started on this at the beginning of the show, focusing in on New Haven, great things to see and do here. And there is a new website for people to list their events, and the city is doing the same. And so it is quite a rundown if you want to come to take part in anything in the city of New Haven. InfoNewHaven.com. InfoNewHaven.com. So, Andy, as I'm hearing what your brief is as this kind of cultural ambassador in New Haven, and what you're trying to do with Mayor Harp, I get this image of, I mean, let me try this out on you. Are you folks trying to position New Haven as a world-class city?
Well, I think, you know, with that absolutely remarkable asset called Yale, it already is there. You couldn't help this summer but see the visitors to New Haven, particularly for the tours for college, but they come from all over the country. We had Germans, we had people from Spain. So we are an international city. What people don't realize is we're 120,000 people. In L.A., when I was leaving to come to New Haven, they thought we were right up there with a million from Brooklyn, you know. And what we produce is really so skewed out of our numbers demographically.
Yeah.
But in 24 years, Faith, New Haven will celebrate its 400th anniversary as a benchmark of American history and culture. And from the very beginning, with the green being the oldest green in America, we have always been a gathering place for ideas. And we have to give Yale, Southern, University of New Haven, Quinnipiac, Gateway a lot of credit for
that.
Albertus, yeah. Of course. So we foster this idea of gaining ideas. And the mayor, mm-hmm. you know, is always asking for what's a good idea.
So shine a light on it is what this is all about. I mean, any of us who've been here for decades know how fascinating this city is and what's going on 24/7 here. It really is a jump in place. But I wonder how much of the rest of the world knows beyond Yale University. And so I applaud you for doing this because it really is the most fascinating place. Doug, Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hi, Faith. Hi, Andy. Good to talk to you guys.
You too.
I'd like to encourage fellow listeners to head up to Collinsville on October 4th if they can. There's going to be what's being called Divas Four Ways. It's three Connecticut-based female musicians and one Northampton female band, and it's going to be kind of a mini Lilith festival, I would say.
Oh, that's fun. And where is that?
It's at Bridge Street Live, which is right on the Farmington River, so the people can enjoy the best of the both worlds. They can get the entertainment, plus they can sit out on the deck and enjoy the Farmington River and the foliage at the same time. And like I said, it's going to be October 4th, and doors will open late afternoon, I would say.
All right. Thanks for letting us know. That sounds fun.
And they can check 41bridgestreet.com to check out the show and so forth.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hope lots of people come. 203-776-9677. Hartford Stage has a whole season. And wildly, they too are celebrating, like Long Wharf Theater in New Haven, their 50th anniversary season. And so to start things off, they have Ether Dome. This is the East Coast premiere, and that is running now through October 5th, directed by Michael Wilson. It is a co-production with La Jolla Playhouse and Huntington Theater Company. Terror, Murder, Betrayal, and Ruthless Ambition. Okay, that's theater. And they are doing Hamlet, directed by Darko Trezniak, who is such a talented guy, October 16th through November 9th. There you go, Hamlet. Darko's taking it on. Private Lives by Noel Coward after that. Darko's doing that one, too. So you can go to Hartford Stage to find out ticket information and to check out times for the new season.
And we salute the Hartford Stage because they won the Tony last year for the best play. Yeah. So if Long Wharf couldn't do it, we're happy Hartford got it. Not really.
Yeah. And
but
throw down. Okay. Butch Faith Middleton with Andy Wolf. Welcome to the show. Great things to see and do. What do you want to tell us about?
Hi, Faith. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about the second of our two fall flea markets that we're having at the shops at Marlboro Barn in Marlboro, Connecticut, formerly known as the Marlboro Country Barn.
Yep. Yeah. I know just where that is.
Oh, yeah. That place that went out of business 6 years ago.
Yeah.
But they're alive and well and going, and it's a whole bunch of new shops, a huge multi-dealer antique area. And we're stressing, trying to get the word out on this flea market because we're collecting food for the Marlboro Food Bank. And they've had a big, big demand for food this year. The lady who runs it tells me that their demands have run at what usually is run at the peak heating season when people are buying oil instead of food. So they need all the donations they can get. We're accepting cash donations also.
What's the idea? The idea is that when you come to enjoy yourself for the flea market, the antique shops and whatnot, is to bring a canned good item
or a
donation of some kind. Okay, I'm so glad to know about that.
Yeah, it's going to be on October 18th. It's from 9 to 3.
Great.
And it's at 45 North Main Street in Marlboro.
I hope it's well attended. Thank you so much for calling in.
All righty. Thanks a lot, Faith.
All right. Bye, Butch.
Bye-bye.
You too. 203-776-9677. Easy way to remember, 203-776-WNPR. Nancy Faith Middleton with Andy Wolf. Go ahead. I want to tell you about something that's going on at Real Artways in Hartford. Go ahead, Nancy.
Is this me?
Yeah, it's you. Amazing. It's you, Nancy.
Well, it's Nancy. I'm from Kent, Connecticut, and Black Sheep Yarns located here. And this weekend, we have Fiber Fun and Friends Yarn Crawl happening throughout Connecticut, starting from Westport at Westport Yarns, going all the way up the side here to Kent up through Avon, so Stitch in Time in Bethel.
What's a yarn crawl?
A yarn crawl is going from yarn shop to yarn shop, and we all have special events. There's seven of us stores participating that were your local yarn shops in Western Connecticut, and we have special prizes being awarded that day.
But when you say there's a special event at one of these yarn shops, what would be an example of one?
I have a woman coming from Roxbury Bittersweet Farm here showing her hand-spun yarns and soaps and different things.
Huh. I see. I get it.
Westport Yarns, I believe, is going to have Cascade Yarns doing a show of their new yarns and books being offered. And all the yarn shops, Nancy O. in Ridgefield, A Stitch in Time in Bethel, Knit and Pearls in Avon, that has special hand-dyed yarns.
Aren't you generous to name everybody? You know.
Well, I'd like to. New England Yarn and Spindle in Bristol and in Sheep's Clothing in Torrington. I think I got everybody.
Okay, Yarn
but
Crawl.
But it's a really special event. The added thing on my side here is this month is National Hunger Awareness Month.
Correct.
And for those coming to my store participating, for every non-perishable food they bring in, up to 10 items, they'll get 10% off their yarn purchase and then to wear an orange ribbon, showing that they supported it here in Kent.
That's great. Nancy, do you think it's safe to say, I call it the new knitting, the way that knitting has taken off,
spectacular,
has been just astounding. You know, all over the United States,
I've never seen
anything like it. Young people, old people, everybody,
to being very healthy for you. Some of the new articles coming out is how, from a health standpoint, it's lowering, you know, your blood pressure and relaxation and almost going into a meditative state. And some of the different associations have done research now. It was just posted, I think, in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago about this. And you're seeing young and old men and women. I mean, there's no barriers here coming.
Great, Nancy.
I work with the private schools here in town doing community service. So we, you know, to donate out, to get them involved.
Thank you, Nancy, for calling the show. I really, really appreciate it. And if you'd like to join Nancy, you're welcome. If you'd like to join Nancy in doing so, here's the number 203-776-9677. I promise to say that Real Artworks in Hartford has a show, Luke Hanscom, Within the Beyond. And this is through Sunday, October 5th. And what I'm looking at, an image from the show, is a portrait. And in front of the portrait is a tree without its leaves with many, many branches. And so this is the work, Luke's work is about overlaying the human face with things that occur in nature. And so he is creating a kind of subconscious conversation between the image and the viewer. Very interesting work. Luke Hanscom, and that is at Real Artways in Hartford. The show is called Within the Beyond, and lots of other things showing at Real Artways, too. Later on, they're going to be doing something called Real Unreal. Four artists, Hillary Brace, Linda Darlings, Dennis Panette, and Tom Sawyer. Tom Sawyer, whose parents, you know, sitting around, they said, well, we have to do it. You know, we just have to name him Tom. Pat Faith Middleton with Andy Wolf. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener, but first-time caller.
Thank you.
I just wanted to tell the listeners about an event this Sunday on Paradise Green in Stratford. The Unitarian Universalist Church of Greater Bridgeport will be hosting their 37th annual Harvest Festival.
I'm so glad you mentioned this because we're now coming into the season of these agricultural fairs and festivals with pumpkins and Halloween and pie baking competitions and all kinds of things. So go ahead, tell me about yours quickly.
Let's see, there's... last year there were over 70 vendors, so there's a lot of vendors. There's baked goods, there's a book sale, plant sale, music, live music, and children's games. And it usually very well attended, and everyone has a great time.
That all sounds great. Good.
You can't forget the food. There's food.
Food. There's food. Okay.
On the Paradise Green.
On the.
Why wouldn't you have fun?
Why would? Thank you so much. Glad you called. We are doing great things to see and do here on the show, all over our region. And you know what? It's funny. You know, this is chance because so many people call, and it's luck in terms of who gets through. And I have been kind of teasing the idea that somebody would call in and talk about great leaf peeping spots because, you know, it's here. It's just around the corner here in some places. And I think those folks just have not managed to get through. And when they do, it gets me so excited about getting out there, packing a picnic and going.
Yeah. And one of the things you mentioned, Faith, is about the international quality of New Haven. We have the second deepest harbor between Boston and New York. And we're looking now to link up with study tours by Ivy League schools on ships, going to look at the colors for the fall, and stopping in New Haven for lunch and a museum visit.
You arranging that?
We are starting to arrange that because they're smaller ships, so we can handle it, 800-foot-long ships, and we will ferry them into the city.
Next year or for this year?
Hopefully next year.
That is the best idea. I'm so excited. You are brilliant. Thank you,
Hardly.
Andy Wolf. No, seriously, that is so fantastic. I want to do that so much. All right, Marla, Faith, and Andy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Faith.
Hi.
Andy.
Hi.
I'm calling from a leaf peeping area of the state.
Just my luck.
Litchfield, Northwest Corner.
Beautiful. Litchfield.
Okay. Ridgefield.
Hey, guys. I'm calling especially about the event coming up this Saturday, September 27th. It's Family Nature Day at White Memorial. White Memorial is Connecticut's largest nature sanctuary. We have 4,000 acres of diverse habitats that will just make your eyes pop out between the largest natural lake, Bantam Lake, and the rivers and the rocks and the outcroppings and the marshes. It's just spectacular. But let me get back to the day. It's this Saturday from 11 to 5, and we've got amazing animal handlers. Brian Bradley from Sky Hunters in Flight will be there with something incredible. He had this most amazing owl and hawk last year.
Oh, yeah.
The bat lady will be there with bats. Atka, I think it's a white wolf, will be over. And it's a family event. I mean, us big kids will enjoy it, but we have hay rides. We have a reptile show where you can handle an 8-foot boa.
Any cheesemakers there?
Huh?
Will there be any cheesemakers there from the Abbey? Regina Laudis Abbey?
Say that again?
The Regina Laudis Abbey cheesemakers.
Oh, well, that's right down the road from us.
Are they going to be there?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I hope so, because the cheese is amazing.
Oh, my God.
It's just amazing, and so are they, as a matter of fact. All right, well, thank you so much for letting us know.
You bet.
All right, bye-bye. So this idea of seeing leaves, we've got about a minute to go. By the way, Aldrich Museum in Ridgefield, also
beautiful.
A great place to see. Always got stuff there that is just so fascinating. Modernist work. Ellsworth Kelly is there. Gary Kuhn. The great work, Hector. You can see it all there. I have had the best time with you. You have to come back. And we have to. And as you think of these ideas, you have to let us know.
We will.
Okay. Well, wonderful to do great things to see and do on the show. Don't forget that you can talk to us on Facebook or tweet us, and we'll post as much as we can if we didn't get to you on the show about your great things to see and do. Andy Wolf from the city of New Haven. As always, this show is about the richness of life, and you can find the books, people, great recipes, value wines, and cocktails we feature right now at foodschmooze.org. In New Haven, I'm Faith Middleton.